Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Creative Business Coach Amy Zelmer on Blog Talk Radio. It's your weekly dose of inspiration for the creative entrepreneur.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Amy Zelmer, and I am a creative business coach and professional photographer located in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I'm also the founder of My Creative Biz Coach and your host for today's show. My goal is to help inspire you to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. If you haven't already done so, you'll want to make sure you visit my website, mycreativebizcoach.com, and sign up to receive your free success toolkit called Three Simple Strategies to Supercharge Your Success. The toolkit is a short podcast and a worksheet, and it is designed to help you work through these three simple strategies and achieve more success in your business. We are all capable of having as much success as we want, but it is up to yourself to supercharge it. During today's live show, you can tweet me any questions that you may have to @AmyZelmer on Twitter, and I will try to get to those as I see them come through. And today's show, I am talking about my recent hiatus from Blog Talk Radio and how I wrote a book. And so if you've followed my story for a while, you know that just about 2 years ago, I had an accident. I took a fall on a patch of sheer ice, and I landed forcefully on the back of my skull, and it knocked me out briefly. And when I got up, I knew that things were not okay. I had had a severe concussion, which was later deemed a mild traumatic brain injury, or TBI. And I took quite a few months off from my Blog Talk Radio show. And then this past March, I thought that I could do it again. So I tried to do, I did three or four shows and realized, nope, it just wasn't going to work. I wasn't recovered enough. And so fast forward to now we're in November, and I'm doing much better. I had started craniosacral therapy, and I swear that that was a huge turning point in my recovery. The vertigo, the dizziness started to lift. The fogginess started to go away, and I'm finding that I can talk and find my words a lot better. I still have some issues, but it's going much, much better. But if you haven't heard, I actually just released my very first book last week. It is called Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal. And this book is a collection of my recent Huffington Post articles. At about my one-year mark, so this past February, I began writing articles on the HuffPost about traumatic brain injury. And the response was just so overwhelming. I had people writing me emails and Facebook messages and tweeting me, telling me how my story impacted them and that they felt that the words I wrote could have been their very own story. And they were sharing it with their friends and family as a way for them to understand what they were going through. And so that got me thinking, and I started writing more and more articles for HuffPost. And maybe 3 months ago, I was watching my reruns of Sex and the City. It was the third time of watching my box set, and it was the first time watching it since my TBI, and I didn't remember a single episode. So that goes to show you what kind of impact a TBI has on our memory. Anyway, the episode where Carrie Bradshaw is approached by a publisher to turn her column into a book, that light bulb went off in my head, and I kind of had an aha moment and decided that, hey, I could turn my HuffPost pieces into a book. And so I set a date for my book release, and I got working with my editor and my publisher, and they thought I was crazy to set a date first before printing it, but that's just how I work. I need a hard deadline. So we got the book. We got it edited. The editing process was really, really challenging for me. With my TBI, I found it very overwhelming. It was hard for me to kind of process what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. But my editor worked very closely, and she held my hand through the process. And here I am sitting here with my book today. And it's quite a surreal experience. It's hard to believe that I actually have a book. And it's already sold. I did a Kickstarter campaign to fund the printing and the publishing of the book. And I also did pre-sales on my website. And I've already sold 150 books through Kickstarter and pre-sales. And I had my book release party, and I did a book fair this past weekend, and I sold probably another 50 copies. So I'm up to 200 copies sold, and it hasn't even been out for a week. So that's very exciting to me. And it's on Amazon as well. I sold about a dozen copies on there as well already. So it's just very, very exciting, and I know that this book is going to help so many people. As far as survivors, it's going to help them understand that they're not alone in what they're going through, and that the symptoms are not just in their head. They're not crazy. This is really real what we're going through. Because what happens is people hear, oh, you have a concussion. Oh, you can walk, you can talk, you're fine. And it's simply not the truth. Every concussion is a brain injury to some extent. And I really think that's the message that needs to get out there. And the book is also great for caregivers or just friends or family members of someone they know that has a TBI. And honestly, every 13 seconds, someone in the United States suffers a traumatic brain injury. And that's 2.5 million people a year in the U.S. alone. So the chances are really good that you will one day be affected by TBI, whether it's yourself or a loved one or a friend. So this book is a very good resource for anyone dealing with TBI. And I just want to read for you the introduction to the book. So let me read this for you. What began as a blog post on my personal blog led to something bigger than I could have ever imagined. When my friend suggested I submit it to the Huffington Post, I almost didn't. I did not think that my story would be of any interest to anyone other than me. Boy, was I wrong. I'm eternally thankful to Jill for giving me that extra nudge to submit it. As I sat at my computer and watched my first published piece go live, I was hoping that at least a few people would read it. If I were able to help just one other person dealing with TBI, then my efforts would be worth it. What I witnessed still amazes me. It started with 500 likes, then 1,000, then 10,000. My story had officially gone viral. As of today, over 30,000 people have liked, shared, tweeted, pinned, and commented on my original post. My book is named after this original viral piece. Other survivors have sent hundreds of emails, tweets, and Facebook messages thanking me for putting into words how they felt. They were sharing my story with their family and friends so that these people could better understand what their loved ones was going through. It was at that point that I knew I had stumbled onto something. There was a huge void in the TBI world, and I could use my words to fill it. The private Facebook group that I created, which I affectionately named the TBI Tribe, became a place where we could all hang out and share what we were going through. It is currently up to almost 3,000 members, comprised of survivors and their loved ones. The TBI Tribe is what keeps me motivated to write, as they encourage and support me every step of the way. They are the people I turn to when I need some extra inspiration or a few quotes for my story. This book is comprised of short stories, most of which were originally published on the Huffington Post. They have also been shared on other sites such as Brainline.org, Vivid and Brave, The Good Men Project, and TBI Hope and Inspiration. I want this book to help raise awareness about this invisible injury that affects so many and to bring hope to survivors and understanding to their loved ones. So that is the introduction to my book. And now I will read you a few of the testimonials that I have received from people who have read it. This first one I'm going to read is from Marlene, and she is a caregiver. She writes, "Often invisible, TBI takes a toll, not just physically and cognitively, but emotionally and socially, as friendships and empathy are tested to the max. Amy explains TBI so vividly that the TBIer feels exonerated, understood, and no longer alone. Those whose loved ones are touched by TBI are given a glimpse and better understanding of their world. Amy's escape from a dark, lonely place of desperation to a vibrant voice advocating for TBI is an inspiration to all. Her first-person account and collection of personal stories, the factual information, ideas for encouraging and caring for TBI friends and family, and the many resources listed is incredible on its own merit, but it's truly phenomenal considering it was all written while coping with the challenges of a TBI. And then I have a testimonial from Becky, who is a survivor. My TBI happened 33 years ago. There was no information about it back in the 80s. I am so grateful for Amy's book. I recommend that everyone with a TBI, as well as family and friends, read this book. I had no idea that many of my struggles were the result of my TBI. I thought it was just me. Recently, I saw a neurologist for the first time and have finally begun to heal from the emotional turmoil I have been living with because of my TBI. I realized I'm not the only one who feels this way. Please read this book and know that you are not alone and seek help for both your mental and physical health. Amy's stories in this book saved me, for I was a breath away from ending my own life." And Mike, who is an author and a TBI survivor as well, writes, "Amy has written a touching and valuable book about living with brain injury. Whether it's in sharing facts or through her incredible power of storytelling, she touches on many key observations and issues surrounding traumatic brain injury. With clear prose and beguiling poetry, she invites you into her brave new world." So that's a little glimpse inside my book. Again, it's called Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal. And you can find that on Amazon.com, and you can also find it on my website, which is facesoftbi.com. So like I had said earlier, you know, I took a hiatus from Blog Talk Radio due to the challenges of dealing with my TBI. And I'm also a photographer and a creative business coach. And during that time frame as well, I pretty much backed away from coaching completely. I had enough just to keep myself going, let alone trying to help others with their businesses. And my photography business, I kind of had no choice but to keep on plugging through because, you know, that's my single source of income, that and coaching, and I had taken coaching out of the equation. So photography really was my only means of making income. And it was really, really challenging, you know, looking through the camera and dealing with vertigo and balance issues. The returning emails, I still struggle with emails. If I read an email, if I don't respond to it immediately, there's a good chance that I'll completely forget about it. So I've had to learn at the end of each day to go through all my emails again just to make sure that I've responded to everyone. So that's been a really big challenge. And then simply not being able to come up with words, or saying the wrong words or flip-flopping my words has been a really big problem. And for the most part, when I'm working with a client and that happens, I'm honest and tell them right away what I'm dealing with as far as a TBI. And they're very, very understanding and compassionate, but it's still embarrassing and frustrating on my end. And that's cleared up quite a bit, but it still happens even now. And sometimes I find that I kind of mumble my words instead of enunciating clearly. So I really struggle with trying to make sure that I say my words clearly And I don't even realize that I'm mumbling at times. So, and then just the cognitive and the physical exhaustion of running my business, you know, whether it's computer work, editing images, being on the phone with clients, putting orders together, and the actual task of taking photos. It's all very physical and emotional and cognitive. It's very draining. And I probably sleep about 10 to 11 hours each night. Plus, I still have to take a nap almost every single day. If I don't get a nap, I am in bed by about 8:30, 9 o'clock every night. So it's been quite the challenge, but, you know, I am working through it. Things are starting to really get better. I have this amazing book out that I'm just so thrilled. I know it's going to help so many people. And I really hope that if you know anyone who has dealt with a TBI or has a family member or a concussion, concussions, like I said, they are brain injuries. And the word concussion is used too lightly in our culture. We hear the word concussion and we kind of think, oh, no big deal. And like I said, that's simply not the truth. And too many doctors send people home, oh, it's just a concussion, you'll be fine in a few weeks. And they're not fine in a few weeks. So I really want this book to help enlighten the medical profession as well. So I thank you all for sharing this journey with me. And I look forward to returning to my blog talk radio show. I'm going to shoot for doing it every other week at this point. And I'm really looking forward to bringing on some guests and bringing you your weekly dose of inspiration. I've missed having this in my own life, and I'm sure that you've missed it as well. So I appreciate you all being here and listening to my story and understanding what I've been going through. And I really look forward to bringing you more inspiration and sharing guests with you and sharing their messages as well. This blog talk radio and podcasting is really exciting for me. I've always enjoyed doing it. I've been doing this show for 4 years, so it's been a while, and it's something that I really miss doing. It's something that brings me joy, so I'm excited to be back for you guys. Feel free to tweet me words of encouragement. Again, it's at Amy Zelmer on Twitter. And, you know, I just really look forward to being with you guys every other week and sharing just inspiration and joy and helping you make more money in your business by just applying simple strategies to what you're already doing. So I hope you will join me again in 2 weeks, and I hope that you will be inspired to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. I look forward to sharing this journey with you. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, you can find my book on Amazon or facesoftbi.com. And I thank you all for being here. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you all again next time. Bye, everyone.